love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? Have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. There's been a glitch in President Trump's plans to mobilize National Guardsmen and send them into a western city.
U.S. District Court Judge Karen Immergut issued a restraining order temporarily halting President Trump's orders to federalize 200 National Guard troops and send them to Portland to protect the Immigration and Customs Enforcement building. In a 30-page opinion, Immergut issued a sharp rebuke of the president's authority, finding he violated the 10th Amendment, which reserves police powers to the states. She wrote that Portland's protests are not a rebellion, nor do they pose the danger of one. Adam Yamaguchi, CBS News, Portland.
The president has called Portland, Oregon, war-ravaged. Oregon officials and Portland residents alike dispute that description. And there's been a development in Chicago where Trump has also said he'll deploy National Guardsmen. WBBM reporter Mike Krauser has that.
The governor said the Department of War gave him an ultimatum. Call up your troops or we will. He said he would never do that. So the Trump administration intends to federalize 300 members of the Illinois National Guard. The governor said it's absolutely outrageous and un-American for a manufactured performance that has nothing to do with public safety.
The president's special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, is headed to Egypt now for talks on a Gaza peace plan that Israel and Hamas have agreed to, although Hamas has some conditions it wants to negotiate. From Jerusalem, the BBC's Barbara Plett-Usher reports Israel's prime minister is sending representatives to those talks.
Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed that negotiators would be sent to Egypt and said he hoped the hostages would return home within the coming days. He said he expected the release to take place with the Israeli military still deep in Gaza. Hamas had earlier said it would set free all the captives according to the terms of Mr. Trump's peace plan, but that conditions in the field would determine the timing. Mr. Trump's plan talks about an Israeli troop withdrawal, something Hamas demands, but gives no timeline.
It's looking like the government shutdown will extend deep into next week, if not further. From the White House, CBS's Willie James Inman.
The House is in recess, although House Democrats say they will be in Washington, and the Senate is set to meet on Monday, so we could see another vote on a government funding bill. But while Congress is at a stalemate, thousands of federal workers and Americans are being impacted.
The Republican plan funds the government through November 21st. The Democrats' plan extends funding through October, but includes an extension of health care tax credits, which Republicans stridently object to. The Supreme Court begins a new term on Monday. The justices will rule on cases involving tests of presidential power, voting rights, and the rights of LGBTQ Americans. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer their or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
You've probably heard of tree huggers, but have you ever heard about job huggers?
During the post-pandemic hiring boom, people were looking for new jobs with better pay and flexibility. Now, ZipRecruiter Sam DeMay says employers have regained more power in the job market. Some more workers are engaging in what experts are calling job hugging.
Folks out here are really clinging on to their jobs, even if they are only somewhat satisfied or even unsatisfied with their job.
DeMay says it's a good time to go for that internal promotion.
Because companies are investing in that internal movement and that internal upward mobility.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A stretch of a waterfront trail in the Florida Gulf Coast community of Clearwater is being renamed to honor wrestling giant Hulk Hogan. Governor Ron DeSantis made the renaming announcement in Clearwater, the city Hogan called home. Hogan died in July after suffering a heart attack. A red and yellow sign, his colors, is already up along the trail. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and mild tonight, a little breezy, low mid-60s. Sunshine and windy tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. On Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and a high in the mid-70s. Cooler 60s for the rest of the upcoming week. Right now it's 73.
Like to go with me and see a movie. stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
To Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I get Yeah.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. There is currently no requirement that companies spreading sludge on crops must disclose whether it contains PFAS. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit outdoorstewards.org.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Oh, Your mind in the center. dance and compliments the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
If the sense of compliments meaningless mounts, turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
My baby does a hanky panky.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Powered by friendship, fun, and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal. Maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump's plan to send National Guardsmen into Portland, Oregon, has hit a snag.
The decision by U.S. District Judge Karen Emmergut Saturday is a temporary block of the deployment of troops. In her decision, she said things like, "This is a nation of constitutional law.